Well, firstly, I'd like to say thank you so much for coming in today at such short notice. I know we tend to interview these things quite quickly after applications have been received, so thanks for making your time available. Secondly, I've glossed over your application a few times now, and I just wanted to clarify a few things. Oh, don't look so scared. Actually, you're one of our top applicants at the moment. However, you're not quite right just yet. No, there's something about you that I just can't put my finger on. But I'm sure a little bit of mind manipulation could fix that. Oh, don't look so scared. You look like you've never had a beautiful woman try and hypnotize you before. Oh, you haven't? Well, why don't you just relax in that chair and let me talk to you? That's right. And while I talk to you, you can just focus on other things because you are going to make an amazing assistant. Only once I'm through with your training. You see, I'm not quite sure if you realize how important this position is. The job you've applied for as my executive assistant is a difficult one. Not many people would be able to complete some of the tasks necessary to keep me happy. And you're going to learn soon enough that keeping me happy is the most important job you will ever do. Of course, like I said, first you're going to need some training. My job here as CEO of Subject Core is very, very difficult. And I need someone who can handle everything I throw at you. So just relax. Close your eyes. Very good. I need to see how well you can follow instructions. And with your eyes closed, I just want you to listen to the sound of my voice. Listen to me. And while you listen to me, you might find your mind just drifting off into other places. That's okay. You can just keep listening to me while I talk to you. Because that's all I'm gonna do. Talk to you. And test you on your ability to complete simple commands. If you can't even complete simple commands, how could I ever expect you to handle such important jobs as I am going to give you? When you're my assistant, it would be silly for me to actually think that you could complete these jobs if you couldn't even follow a simple task here and there. So your first task is just to put your right hand on your head. Simple, right? Absolutely. And now with your hand on your head, I just want you to think of something. I want you to imagine for me. I want you to imagine me sitting on my desk, perched with my legs crossed, my shiny nylon attached to my legs. And as you look down at my feet, you notice I'm wearing a black, shiny stiletto pump. The first task you have would be every morning to crawl from the door over to my feet and kneel before me. Think you can do that? Why don't you practice right now? Take your hand off your head. Get down on your knees and practice kneeling. There's a specific way you have to kneel though. And this is the trick. You must be kneeling with your feet flat on the floor and your hands on your thighs. That's right. Hands touching your thighs, staring straight ahead. Oh, and I forgot, there's one other thing you need to do for me first. You see, every single morning when you come into the office, you will need to complete a small series of tasks before you get into this position. You see, this is your work position. Beneath me. Doesn't that sound good? I bet it does. There are so many other people who would kill to have this position, and yet, I'm considering you. You should really feel honored. And while you kneel there, you can think about all of the fun things that I could get you to do. But first, your training, of course. So, while you're kneeling, I want you to do something for me. I want you to think something for me. Because I need all of your thoughts emptied out of your head. It's very easy for me to do that. All I need to do is for you to repeat the words, obedience is pleasure, pleasure is obedience. Say it now, repeat it again and again and again. And while you do that, I'm just going to talk to you. And you can just ignore everything I say, because everything I say just goes into your subconscious mind, imprinting itself deeply into your mind. And it's very, very easy for me to just slip my voice inside your head like this. And I'm going to continue to do this while you're working for me. You see, every single day when you kneel before me, after completing your series of tasks, you will be brainwashed little by little by little. And it's as simple as you repeating mantras for me. It's as simple as you kneeling before me and showing me how much you obey, how much you long to serve me, submit to me. It feels good to submit, doesn't it? And you're going to learn. You're going to learn how much better it feels to submit to me than anything else you could possibly do. Because why would you want to do anything else? There's nothing else for you except submission to me, my executive assistant. And you'd wear that title with pride, wouldn't you? I bet you would. You'd be so proud knowing that you were my assistant, all mine. And yet, you haven't got the job yet. So continue repeating your mantra, continue brainwashing yourself for me. Continue letting yourself slip into mindless, subservient obedience. Doesn't it feel good? I bet it does. And while you're there kneeling before me, staring up at me, in my nylons, my stilettos, my pencil skirt, and my white shirt, as I stare down at you with a look of disdain, you know exactly what that means. That means you're just going to have to empty your mind even harder for me. That's right. Emptying your mind more and more and more. And you love to do that. It's your favorite part of the job, is you being there, empty-headed and mindless, waiting for a command, waiting for a purpose, waiting for something to do, to take the edge off of you having to think, because thinking is so difficult for people like you. People like you would rather obey. And that's why you needed me all along. You needed me to tell you what to do. You needed me to tell you your purpose. And your purpose here is to serve. Say it. My purpose is to serve. Very good. And who will you serve? That's right. Me. Because your purpose is to serve me. So say it. My purpose is to serve you, Miss Subject. And say it over and over and over again. Let's get it nice and cemented in that brain of yours. You see, this is why you needed me the whole time. You couldn't possibly think of these things without me, could you? No. And you need me to do the thinking for you. So all you have to do is just do exactly as you're told. And you love it, don't you? I bet it brings you so much pleasure to be told what to do. I bet it brings you so much pleasure to be told exactly where to go. And you know what? I forgot to tell you the important part of your training, you see. Before you come into the office every day, you are going to do something for me. You're going to repeat your mantras. You're going to say, I live to serve you, Miss Subject. Obedience is pleasure, pleasure is obedience. I live to serve you, Miss Subject. Obedience is pleasure and pleasure is obedience. And you're going to do that again and again and again until I think you're ready. At which point I will tell you, then you will strip naked and you will place a special executive collar around your neck. This collar is black leather, and it has a little tag on it that says, "Secret Subjects Assistant," so that everyone else in the office knows who you belong to. That's right. And occasionally I attach a leash to it so I can lead you around naked in front of the entire staff. But you don't care. Why would you care? You don't even think. And people like you who don't think don't have worries or cares, because all you care about is submission. And if it makes me happy, it makes you ecstatic. Do you understand? Very good. Because you only live to make me happy. You only live to serve me. That's right. And there's nothing you can do about that. Nor would there be anything you'd want to do about it. And in fact, while we're interviewing you for this position, you understand that this job, it only pays in obedience. But you're fine with that, aren't you? Yes, you are. You're fine with that. Because this is your duty to serve, your duty to obey. And there's nothing that could make you happier in this entire world than submitting to me, is there? Very good. Look at you. I knew you'd be passing this interview with flying colors. Now, let's practice your training, because of course, if you're going to do this every single day you come to work, we better have you in ship-shape condition to be able to do that. Do you understand? Very good. So now I want you to stand up. Stand up. And I want you to say, "I live to serve you, Miss Subject. Obedience is pleasure, pleasure is obedience." I want you to say that while you slowly strip for me. That's right, slowly. Carefully strip for me. Take off all of your clothes until you are completely naked. Strip yourself bare for me, and while you strip and brainwash yourself even deeper into my control, you can just feel how good it feels to obey my commands. Each and every single cell of your being just is flooded with a sense of pleasure. And not just that, but a sense of pride as you obey. You finally get to live out your purpose of obedience, your purpose of serving a powerful person like myself, a strong, dominant person like myself. And you get all of the joys of being my subservient assistant. My little slave. That's right, and it feels so good, doesn't it? And as you peel your clothes away, you just feel yourself stripping yourself of will, of mind, of control, and giving it to me as those clothes just fall down to the floor. That's right. That's right. And the second you are fully stripped, you can take the collar. That's right. You can imagine it wrapping around your neck and feeling it, leather caressing your skin with a large loop on the front of metal steel. Sturdy. I like that. And a little tag jingling and tingling its way. You can hear it as the metal caresses metal, ringing through the air, as you notice the little heart-shaped tag that says, "Secret Subjects Executive Assistant." That's right, executive assistant. That means you're all mine. And as you lock the collar shut, you feel a wave of pleasure overwhelming you. It feels so good, doesn't it? And the fun thing about this is it just cements it even more, deeper and deeper into your mind, that you are all mine. My little executive assistant. And just for fun, I'm going to walk over to you and clip a metal leash onto it. And you can already feel the tug as I place a hand on your shoulder and gently push you to your knees. That's right. That's right. And wouldn't it be fun if everybody in the office was watching right now? So you could show off how good you are. As I start to tug the leash, as you follow me around the office, as we just walk, you can hear the gentle tapping of my heels on the wooden floor beneath us as you crawl around behind me. Doesn't it feel good? Keep repeating your mantra. I never told you to stop. Brainwash yourself further and further, deeper and deeper into my control while you follow me. And you would follow me anywhere, wouldn't you? I bet you would. And as you follow behind me, you slowly start to realize we've actually moved out of my office and now we're just parading you on all fours around the building. And you look at everybody and their shocked faces at seeing you naked and crawling behind me. You imagine what my face must look like as I wear a smug, wicked grin as I gently tug you, as you crawl behind me. You don't care how it feels. You don't care how you look. All you care about is that you are 100% obedient to me, because that's all that matters right now. Is your obedience, your servitude to me as my assistant, ready to complete any task I give you. And as we start to make our way back to my office, that's right, you hear the door opening and closing behind us, and you realize we're back. I detach the leash from your collar. And I say, now it's time for you to get into position. Get into your position. Show me where you start work every morning. Do you remember what to do? Oh, you better. Otherwise, all this training would have been for naught. And that would displease me very much. And I look at you. That's right. I see you kneeling like that. Very good for remembering. But did you remember to keep your back straight? That's right, back straight, shoulders back. Show pride in your work, thank you. We here at Subject Core take great pride in our work, and so should you in every single little task I give you. Very good. Hands on your thighs, kneeling at attention for me. That's right. And now, I just want you to relax for me. I just want you to relax completely. That's right. Let everything go and just sink down deep. Sink down deep. Allow your mind to just drift and wander. As you stop repeating your mantra, as you just drift, that's right. Just relax for a moment while I talk to your subconscious mind. While I talk to you, my little executive assistant, you see, all of this training has been a fantasy, but I'm sure you'd like to be put into this place again, wouldn't you? I get that. So every single time I say, welcome back, my little executive assistant, and snap my fingers like this, you'll find yourself coming back to this space. You'll remember your training. You'll remember your brainwashing, and you'll remember all of the commands you need to do. You'll slowly strip, repeating your mantra, and then get into that kneeling position before me. And then we'll be ready for your work day. Do you understand? Very good. So when I say the phrase, welcome back, my little executive assistant, and snap my fingers like so, you'll find yourself going through the motions, starting your workday as my little assistant. You'll strip. You'll imagine putting on the collar. You'll say all of your mantras, and you'll get back down on your knees, ready for your next task. Very good. You've been so very wonderful today, and I think you'll do nicely here at Subject Core. But for now, it's time to wake you up. It's time to wake you up. So in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. When I reach the number 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized, remembering as much or as little as this file, as your subconscious mind allows you to remember, but knowing that you had such a good time here with me today. I'm feeling such pride and joy that you aced your interview. So coming up on the count of 10 with 1. 2, 3, that's right, energy flooding your body and mind, feeling so refreshed and energized with 7, 8, 9 on the next number. Wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized with 10, wide awake. Hi everybody, I hope you enjoyed this little fantasy interview file, and as always, don't forget to keep it trancy. I'll see you later. Goodbye.